Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tim Murtaugh is the communications director for President Trump's re-election campaign, and he is back with us this morning. How you doing, Tim?
Doing well, John. How about yourself?
Hanging in there. I wanted to start with what I thought was pretty good news from the president, the executive order. That tell me exactly what it does. It protects federal monuments all across the country and authorizes protection from federal marshals for those properties. So, you know, this fever that we've got going on across the country right now doesn't wind up costing us all of our monuments for the next 100 years, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the president is serious. You know, when we saw the nation erupt in violence in various cities across the country, he said, look, we have to restore law and order, because without peace in our communities, obviously there can't ever be any prosperity. And then we've seen, you know, the lawless mobs going into public parks and in some cases, you know, debasing private property, but pulling down public statues. And really, they really don't care whose statue it is that they're pulling down, because, you know, they started, of course, with Confederates, and then they moved on, and then they took down Ulysses S. Grant, who I know the people in Richmond are familiar with, of course, and then, you know, they've moved on in Washington and Jefferson. They're not safe. And now they're even targeting Abraham Lincoln, which, you know, to me doesn't make any sense, because the great emancipator, and we're the party of Lincoln as Republicans, and we're very proud of Abraham Lincoln's legacy as the creator of the Emancipation Proclamation. And so the president says, you know, enough. This is not a nation that will tolerate this. I would note that Joe Biden hasn't said one single word about any of this, because he's too weak to stand up to the extreme wing of his party. And make no mistake, the people who are doing this are allies of Joe Biden. And these Democrat mayors and Democrat governors across the country who are permitting this to happen in their cities are complicit in it, and they're also Joe Biden allies. And so the president announced that four people had been charged with the vandalism at the Andrew Jackson statue in Washington. And so he's serious. He means it. Mm-hmm.
That was my next question for you, because I said before you came on at the end of the last half hour that my thought is that Donald Trump has, A, shockingly to me, shown a great deal of restraint that I would not have shown if I were in his spot, by not just rolling in the tanks and shooting these bastards. Forgive me for putting it that way. That's what I would do, honestly.
It's a family radio show.
Now. Well, it is, but you know what? The whole world is on fire. I got to call it out.
Right.
Regardless, right. I said I don't think Joe Biden and the people who are running the Democrat Party have denounced this, and it appears to me they're enabling it. And I get a text message from somebody saying, "You're a liar, John. Joe Biden doesn't want this to happen." So where is he talking about this?
Right, we wouldn't know that, because he hasn't said a word about it. Today is the 88th day that he has not held a press conference, by the way. Mm-hmm. And so he's in his basement in Wilmington, Delaware. And when he does venture out, he doesn't take any questions from the press. And you know that the president takes random questions from members of the press several times every single week.
Right.
They know it. They have access to it. And the press are just letting him get away with it. I mean, they privately grumble and say, yeah, sure, it would be nice if we could have access to the guy. And they email questions to them, and more often than not, don't get a reply at all. So the Biden campaign is not telling. They're not saying anything. So whoever is texting you saying you're a liar doesn't have any idea. He's taking a guess at what Joe Biden thinks, but that's all that any of us can do, because we just don't know. when he was in Philadelphia a couple weekends ago, Joe Biden, he gave a speech. It was 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The man could barely function. And you remember the famous ad from last cycle where who do you trust to answer the phone at 3 a.m.? I mean, the real question is, can Joe Biden answer the phone at 3 p.m.?
Yeah.
And I think that's a question that's up in the air.
What has the president got on his agenda this week? Are you continuing the campaign rallies? Are we going to see another big event or different strategy?
Well, we continue to plan rallies, and we don't have any to announce. And, you know, the reason we went to Oklahoma in the first place is because Oklahoma was very far along in their phase three opening. And there are a lot of states that are doing that who are progressing very nicely in the coronavirus crisis. So we continue to look at that, and the president intends to do rallies, and we have a variety of options we can choose from, different states, of course, but also, you know, we've done airplane hangar rallies, which are largely outside. There are plenty of outdoor venues to choose from, and also indoor arenas in states that are far along in the recovery process. But the president's focused on getting this economy moving again. You know, we had a great jobs report in May, all-time record of jobs creation for a single month in American history, 2.5 million jobs. And we know that the economy is coming back to life under the Trump policies. We also know that Joe Biden would crush it with higher taxes and the Green New Deal and regulations strangling businesses. It would be a disaster. So we feel very good moving forward. The president is eager to get back out on the campaign trail again.
What are you saying to reporters who bring up these supposed poll numbers that show the president in trouble in swing states? Now, there's a big asterisk next to that, because we just went through 2016, where we know that the polls are not to be trusted. But what's your answer to that?
Well, it's all they want to talk about, because they're obsessed by this. And I tell them, look, you guys had better get out of the predicting business, because you're bad at it.
Right.
You know, if the polls were right, if the polls were right in 2016, Hillary Clinton would be president right now, and of course she's not. Mm-hmm. We know in our own internal data and these public polls, we know how they're constructed, and we know that they're flawed and they undersample Republicans, and there's a whole bunch of problems with them. We know in our own data internally, the president runs strong against Joe Biden in the 17 states that we constantly track. And we know that the president is going to win this election. And the media narrative that is set up is designed to depress Republican enthusiasm. And that's not going to happen. I mean, the president got 94% of the vote in all the Republican primaries, even with, you know, some opposition there.
So you think it's
Joe
that
Biden,
contrived?
Joe Biden, by the way, in all the Democrat primaries combined, has gotten less than 50% of the vote in Democrat primaries. There's no enthusiasm for him.
Yeah. You think these polls are that contrived, or are the Republicans are saying, hey, I'm not going to talk to you, so they just wind up being that skewed?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's definitely a factor. You know, as a Republican, you know, and you're a Trump supporter, and some stranger calls you at home, knows your name and knows your phone number and says, do you support Donald Trump? A lot of people are going to say, I'm not talking to you. The New York Times poll, 26% of the people in that poll identified as Republicans. One quarter of the poll were Republicans. Well, no wonder it shows Biden ahead. What a ridiculous sample. It's stupid.
Yeah. Well, it's always good to talk to you and get some perspective on this, you know, every Monday. Because I imagine by the time Monday arrives, a lot of conservatives have been just beaten up all weekend long.
Yeah, well, I would tell your Trump supporting listeners to just, you know, buckle up. It's going to be a bumpy ride, but hang in there. The president is doing well. Don't listen to the New York Times and CNN and the others. I'm telling you, it's going to be all right. Just buckle up.
Good advice. Tim Murtaugh, the communications director for President Trump's reelection campaign. Appreciate it always. Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.